you probably let me start laying down because we know I need to, like, get up. Close your eyes. Just start to breathe. Start to have a conversation with your body. Let the breath fill you up. Let it empty you out. Let it just start to be in this fluid, malleable relationship between breath and body. So I have a confession to make. I am, and my husband, we are completely obsessed with The Walking Dead. You know, the TV series? And I know there's a whole word for it, I'm not sure what it is, but we're totally obsessed with it. And I have to say, I'm always embarrassed when I say that a little bit, but like all of the zombie and weird stuff aside, it is such a fascinating insight into the resilience of the human spirit. It is a sociology experiment that you watch. Like when you change our environment and you put people under huge stress, what happens? How do they show up? How do we change? And I was reading this really interesting thing on social media this morning. It was a story about a grandmother, and her granddaughter came to her having a lot of serious problems in her marriage. And the grandmother sat her down, and she put three pots on the stove, filled them all with water, turned on the burners, and in one pot she put a bunch of carrots. And in the second pot, she put eggs. And in the third pot, she put coffee grounds. She sat down with her granddaughter, listened to her story, and after that 20 minutes came, passed. She came back to the table with a plate, a cup of coffee, boiled carrots, and hard-boiled eggs. She sat it down in front of her granddaughter. Her granddaughter said, she said to her granddaughter, what do you see? She said, well, I see carrots, I see eggs, and I see coffee. And she said, yes. She said, but what's interesting, my dear, is what happens to these things when they get put in hot water? The carrots, which are really hard and coarse and stiff and rigid, soften. The eggs remain, that exterior shell remains the same, but the inside gets sticky and hard. But the coffee transforms the water. It changes the consistency completely. She said, which do you want to be when things get tough, when things get stressful? The coffee, the eggs, or the water? And we come here to this practice to put ourselves under a little bit of strain physically, to activate our breath, to take ourselves through a transformation, and to see what comes out the other side. Take a deep breath in together. Open your mouth, let it go. Float your arms overhead, start to wiggle through your fingers and your toes. Wake up those bodies. Okay, sometimes we are moving through the world like zombies, so start to wake yourself up this morning. Fill yourself with life and breath. Draw both knees into the chest and squeeze. Good. Start to move your knees around. Massage your low back. I want you to leave this class feeling awake, alive, transformed. Maybe a great cup of coffee when you leave. And change direction. Squeeze the knees in tight. Compress with the low back. Draw a breath in. Let's draw the forehead towards the knees and just squeeze and activate your belly. Now take a breath in. Lift your pelvic floor. Draw your belly into your spine a little more. One more breath. Release and start to rock and roll front to back. Gain some momentum. Come forward. All the way up into boat pose. Toes go up. So we're just going to activate right into the core. We're going to turn up the heat right away. We're going to wake up through your toes. Let's bring the legs a little closer to your ribs. Lift your pelvis forward, support your back. Squeeze tight. Let's take one more breath. Rock and roll back and forth, front to back for 3, 2. Right up into boat. Grab hold of the thighs. Get the ribs really close. Extend and lift. Take a breath in. A breath out. Squeeze. Inhale. Squeeze and activate your bandhas. One more breath. Rock and roll for 3, for 2. Last time, up into boat. Hold it, rise up. Squeeze and engage everything in your center. Inhale with breath. Squeeze, engage the bandhas. One more breath in. Drop your legs down. Cross your legs, Sukhasana. Walk your hands forward. Just come to a seated forward fold. Drop your head. Breathe into your low back. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath in. Walk your hands back. We'll take a gentle twist to the right. Lengthen your spine up as you inhale. Soften your shoulders as you twist and awaken the body. Breathe in. Twist a little more. One more breath. Soften, open. Change direction. Lengthen and twist. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Unwind back to center. Roll over your hand. Roll over your feet. Come on your hands and knees. Arch and curl. Move through your spine. Little Chakrabakasana. Start to link the body and the breath as you move. Good. Get your knees right underneath your hips. Press the whole extent of your hands down into the earth. Spread your fingers wide. Let your fingers press down. Let them all point forward and wrap your shoulders around your body. And now breathe in. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Empty out. One more breath. In together. All the way out. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees. Walk or float to the top. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Now rise up all the way to the side. Stretch up a nice line. Fold forward and down. Halfway lift. High plank. Step back. Get strong right here. Press through the hands. Fire up your legs. Eyes forward. Now come forward and inch. Bend your elbows. Go all the way down. Cobra. Point your toes. Roll up. Press into your feet. Let's take one more breath. Forehead to mat. High plank, press up. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Empty. In together. All the way out together. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk or float to the top. Halfway lift, fold forward. Now rise up, rest your legs, find a little freedom in the upper body. melt forward. Soften the knees, halfway lift. Plant your hands, step back into high plank. Eyes forward, come forward, halfway down, this time low plank. Press through, upward facing dog. Let the hips sink, fire the legs, press into your feet. Take another breath, downward facing dog. Breathe in together, empty out. Inhale, empty, in and out. Rise to the balls of your feet, bend your knees, walk or float to the top. Halfway lift, fold forward. Rise up, stretch your arms high. Melt forward, let go. Halfway lift. High to low plank. Step back. Halfway down. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. High plank. Roll forward again. Squeeze and activate. Downward facing dog. You can always do that in lieu of chaturanga. Let's try it again. Downward facing dog. One more option, roll forward. If you wish, drop to your knees, bend your elbows, go halfway down. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right toes go to the sky, stretch up. Bend your knees, stack your hips. Open the body, so press through your arms. Feel supported. Yes, feel the strength in your ribs. Your armpits, drawing all the energy to the center of the body. Now breathe in, straighten your head, lower your foot to the mat, switch sides, left toes go up, bend, stack, and open the body. So press into your fingers and ground through your feet. Let your shoulders and your hips draw inward. Draw the ribs in. Fire up the belly, try to create a little bit more space. Now straighten your leg high, lower it to the mat. Breathe in together. Breathe all the way out. Inhale. That's your breath. Exhale. In together. Empty out. Look to your hands, walk. Float to the top. Come halfway up. Bow down. Utkatasana, sit in chair pose. Now bring a little fierceness, a little electricity to your hands and your feet. Breathe. Ease through the shoulders. Let's bring breath to the lungs. Are you just going through the motions in your life? You want to be awake. You want to feel every sensation, not numb yourself, but feel it. Feel the muscles engage. Feel your bones stabilize you. Take a breath in. Squeeze your thighs a little bit more. Now stand up. Look to the sky. Take it all in. Fold forward. Empty out. Halfway lift. Step back into high plank, strong bodies, come forward, chaturanga. Upward facing dog, take any modification you wish. Downward facing dog, right toes lift high. Bend your knees, stack your hips. Straighten your leg high. Draw your knee to your nose, come into high plank. Straighten your leg high, reach it. Step through your hands, drop down onto your left knee, climb onto your quadricep, sit down. Good, ignite the pelvic floor and the belly. Let the shoulders peel back. Now let your arms float upward. Take a breath in. Let yourself sink a little bit deeper. Look for space and opportunity for expansion. knee to your nose and squeeze. Shoot the leg back. Step through your hands, low lunge. Drop down onto your back knee, rise up. When you're ready, flip the arms overhead. Keep playing with grounding and expansion. Opportunity in space. Now stretch up, inhale. Hands to the mat, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Empty out. Inhale together. Exhale. One more breath, all the way in. And all the way out. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, walk or hop to the top of your mat. Go halfway up, fold forward. Uttanasana, sit in your chair, float your arms up high, squeeze your thighs, squeeze your belly. Take a big breath in, drop another inch, breathe out. Now stand up, ignite to the sky, look up, fold forward. Halfway lift, chaturanga, step back, slow down, up. Downward facing dog. Let your right toes reach back. Knee to your nose. One time. Squeeze. Extend your leg high in the sky. Warrior one. Step through your hands. Ground through your feet right away. The arms float up. Did you lose the relationship with your breath? Let it keep flowing. Good. Be awake through your fingers and root through your feet. Now stretch up. Take a big breath in. Hands to the mat, chaturanga. You can always flow through the knees. Just get this all together. Downward facing dog. Left toes to the sky. Stretch back. Knee to your nose. Come into high plank. Extend your leg back. Warrior one, round. Rise on your in breath. Stay deep on your out breath. Draw your belly in. Sink a little bit deeper. Now reach up, stretch up. Hands to the mat, chaturanga, step back. Flow through or skip it all together. We'll meet in downward facing dog. Relax your head. Breathe in. Empty out. Inhale. Exhale. In together and all the way out. Rise to the balls of your feet, bend your knees, spring to the top. Halfway lift, fold forward. Uttanasana, sit back, reach to the sky, sit into your body, drop your heels and hips. Stand up, inhale. Hold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga, move everything through with strength. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Right toes reach back. Knee to nose and squeeze tight. Extend your leg to the sky. Step through your hands, warrior one. Rise up, breathe in. Hands to the mat, chaturanga. Turning up the heat. We're gonna start to boil and simmer. And downward facing. Now left toes go over the sky. Knee to your nose and squeeze. Extend the leg back. Step through, warrior one. Dynamically moving our bodies with breath. Hands to the mat. Go up. Go back. Breathe. Empty. Inhale. Empty. Fill your cup. Let it go. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees. Spring to the top. Halfway lift. Fold. Sun V. One more time. Utkatasana. Rise up. Squeeze your thighs. Sit back. Stand up. Flow to the sky. Fold. Halfway. Chaturanga. Go up. Go back. Right toes lift. Warrior one. Rise up. Clasp your hands behind your back. Interlace your fingers. Extend through the heart. Ostrich pose. Take your head right down into the sand. Bend your front knee. And see if you can get your shoulder touching the inside of your knee. Let your hands reach to the sky and your head drop down. Breathe. Breathe in. Stay here. Exhale. Warrior one, rise up. And warrior two. Spin your palms to the sky. Stretch your energy out. Breathe in. And expand. Take an inhale together. Stretch it out. Reverse warrior. Go up and back. And sink deep. Good. Just breathe. Stability. Everything to the core. Pelvis floor engages. Your shoulders drop in. One more breath as you reach. Chaturanga. Windmill your hands. Up dog, downward facing dog. High plank, roll forward, spin onto your right side for Vashastasana. Side plank, so you can drop down to your right knee to modify, or lift your left leg to amplify the pose. Flex your feet. Feel your strength and power all coming from deep within you, your resiliency. Now breathe in. Chaturanga, or skip it all together. Upward facing. Downward facing. Take your left toes to the sky. Knee to nose and squeeze. Shoot your leg back. Warrior one. Rise up. Clasp your hands behind your back. Fill your lungs. And fold, ostrich. Drop your head. Just breathe here. Let's take a beautiful breath in together and out. Warrior one, rise up. Warrior two, fan open. Spin your palms to the sky. Stretch your energy out in both directions. Breathe in. Stretch it out. Reverse your warrior, rise up. Yes, let your ribs spin towards the front of the room and your shoulders feel back. Breathe. And ground. Now stretch up, go back. Chaturanga, windmill your hands to the mat. Step back and slow down. downward facing dog. High plank, roll forward, spin on your left side. You can drop to your left knee. Lift your right arm, flex your feet. So we get this life. How much are we really awake for, alive for, present for? What is our tendency to want to check out, to numb? To move with our eyes closed, stretch up, breathe in, chaturanga. Upward facing, downward facing. Step your feet onto the wood, take a stroll to the back of your mat, grab hold of your elbows, ragdoll arms, and just sway and move. Water is the most malleable element on the planet. Move like it. Embrace it. We're 70% made of it. Hands to the mat, stroll forward, down dog. Step up off your feet, back onto the mat. Inhale together. Exhale. Rise to the balls of your feet. Bend your knees, spring to the top. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, sit back, reach up. This time, hands to your heart center. Take a spin to your right. Elbow over your thigh.
Bring your hip.
There you go, more stability. Lengthen with the breath and twist. Inhale in. Press your palms together as you soften the body. Let the breath flow. How's the conversation going? One more breath together. In. Fold. Toe heel your feet, hip width apart. Good. Hook on your big toes. With your peace fingers, come halfway up. Bend your knees as much as you need to and fold. So the feet can be wider than hip width distance if you need that. You can bend your knees as much as you need to. Just let the breath flow through. Okay, let it create softening. The transformation. How does the inside of your body feel this morning? Bushy, light hairs? Okay, a little hard and sticky? Or do you feel something brewing? Take a deep breath in together. Release your toes, toe heel your feet together. Halfway lift, inhale, and fold. Soften your knees, roll all the way up to standing. Sweep your arms high to the sky. Eagle pose, take your right arm under, right leg over. Eyes find one focal point. Now inner strength, pose forward, belly tight, relax your shoulders. So taking this idea of being strong, like out here, we're out here in our extremities and bringing it all compactly to one center. Yes. Take another breath in. Exhale right here. Now lift your right knee, stand up. Extend your right leg back for flying eagle. Slow and steady. Wake up the toes on the right foot. Peel the shoulders back. Draw the belly in. Let the heart rise and squeeze. One more breath. Step your right toes back. Press and lunge. Unwind your arms. Open overhead. Breathe. Get right up to the crease of your toes so your right heel is high up off the ground. Stretch up. Sink down. Stretch it up. Feel the body grow and ground. Take another breath, rise a little higher. Hands to your heart. Spin to the left. Press the palms together once again. Inhale. Twist. Breathe. And expand. Can you keep the left and right sides of your body equally long? Inhale. Exhale all the way. Warrior two, come all the way up. And fan open. Reverse warrior. Side angle pose, forearm to your thigh. So much strength to the outer edge of the back foot. Let that energize to the core. Draw everything in. How's the conversation? Let's take one more breath in together. Listen carefully. Reach your right arm towards the windows. Let it come all the way down to the ground. Bend your right knee, face the side wall. Skandasana. Left toes go up. Reach. Left arm reaches up. Can you press your tricep against your inner thigh? Activate your pelvic floor. Twist up and over. As you awaken in the pose. Good. Let's take one more breath in together. Left hand on the mat, face the back of the room. Take your left toes up, standing split. Standing split. Nose to knee. Press down through your right foot to energize to the left. One more breath together. Feet together, fold. Halfway lift. Bow down. Utkatasana, sit back into the heels. Stretch your arms to the sky. Hands to your heart. Spin to your left. Put your right elbow over your thigh. Squeeze your toes. Breathe. Twist a little more. Inhale. And twist. Let's take one more beautiful breath together. And fold. Toe heel your feet hip width apart. Step right onto your hands for gorilla so your feet can be wider if you need. Knees bent. Let the head drop. Hear that powerful breath flowing through your body. Inhale together. Release your hands, toe heel your feet together. Halfway lift. Hold. Soften your knees, roll up nice and easy. Sweep your arms high. Eagle on the left. Left arm goes under. Left leg goes over. Now anchor the shoulders down. Squeeze the thighs together. Lift. And we want to move efficiently in our practice, in our life. So that means compacting it directly. come out from the center. Take a breath in. Breathe out right here. Now lift the left leg, stand up. Flying eagle, slowly shift the leg out. Yes. Fire through your back foot. Draw your belly in so you can lift your heart a little higher. That's it. One more breath. Crescent lunge. Step your left toes back. Unwind the arms. Float them high. Shimmy your toes. You can have a nice, long, open stance. You really feel this in your psoas and your hip. Okay, let the shoulders stop working so hard. Spin your hands in a little grow. Sink deep and equal to both feet. Stretch it up. And sink down. Let's take one more breath. Hands to the heart, spin to the right. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out. Warrior two, rise up, windmill open. Reverse warrior, go up and back. Side angle pose. So much strength and stability that you can grow and find some freedom. Let's take a breath in together. Reach your left arm to the back of the room. Let it circle all the way down to the ground. Spin your body to the left. Bend your left knee, Skandhasana. Right toes go up, right arm moves up. Drop your hips down. Inhale. See if you can press the inside of your thigh away with your tricep. There you go. Breathe. Yes. Now one more breath. Right hand to the mat. Spin to the front of your mat. Standing split. Right toes lift. Drop your nose. Breathe. Good, Kelly, walk your hands back a little more. Drop. Reach your right toes up. Feet together, fold. Soften your knees, roll all the way up to standing. Sweep your arms high to the sky, take a breath in, and fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing. Right toes reach back. Warrior one. Warrior two. Reverse triangle. Lift your right arm. Straighten your right leg. Ease all the way into Uttita Trikonasana. Extend triangle moves. transformation that ignites change. Take a deep breath in together. Drop your hands to the mat. Halfway lift. Bend your knees. Keep your heart lifted. You're in a deep squat here. Extend your arms forward to the side wall. Draw your belly in and squeeze. Draw your shoulders back. Yes, inhale. Ignite your belly and squeeze. One more breath together. Squeeze nice and tight. Stand up, open up, star pose, toe goes out. Hands to the heart. Goddess. Breathe open, awaken in the star. Hands to your heart. Goddess pose, bend your knees. Open up, and expand. Hands to your heart, squeeze nice and tight. Now open up, warrior two in the back wall. Reverse triangle, straighten your leg, lift your left arm. Extend the triangle pose and teeth to Trikonasana. Bring so much strength and awareness to the center of your body, so much prana and life there that you can free yourself everywhere else. It's about creating stability in the body, awareness. Now breathe in and look down. Rise all the way up, turn your left toes in, face the side wall, both arms go to the sky, and drop your hands by your sides. We're gonna take reverse namaste, bring your palms together. Tuck your elbows in like wings. If you cannot do this just because of tightness in the shoulders, grab opposite hand to opposite elbow behind you. Fill your lungs together. Fold forward. Yes. Just drop in. Get a little pigeon toe so your toes are in, your heels are out. Just freeze up your sacrum and allow the body to drop in. Breathe. Inhale. Release your hands to the mat. Swim around. Halfway lift. Take a breath in. Bend your knees right here. Come into a squat. Extend both arms to the side wall. Draw the shoulders and the belly in. Breathe in. Breathe out and squeeze. Inhale. Squeeze tight. One more breath in. Breathe out. Stand up. Star pose. Toes out. Palms open. Goddess pose. Hands to your heart and the knees. Open up. Shoulders underneath you, and just grab hold of your hands. straighten your legs to the sky. Good. Now curl your head, neck, and shoulders up off the mat. And tiny pulses, reach forward. Pulse, 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 pulse. Four, three, two, hold and squeeze. Take a breath. Bend your knees, plant your feet, bridge or wheel. Keep the block there, rise up. If you've never done a wheel with a block, it's a new experience. You're gonna have to really use your legs. Bridge your spine too, just on your shoulders, lifting your hips high. Take another breath right here. Slowly come down. Keep the block. Straighten the legs to the sky. I know how your inner thighs are feeling. Flex your feet. Good. Let's curl the head and shoulders up off the mat. And pulse. Reach. 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 For four, three, two, hold and squeeze, take a breath in, exhale, plant your feet, one last time, bridge or wheel, and then we're going to do some juicy inner thigh stretches. Okay, just breathe in the belly. Wide awake. Alive and free in the body. Inhale. Come on down. Release your block. Happy baby. Grab out the soles of your feet. And rock the baby side to side. Tail drop down. Take a breath in here and drop your feet to the mat. Cross your right ankle over your left knee for reclined pigeon. Thread your right arm through and draw your left thigh in the chest. Flex your right foot up. Stay one more breath. To the right.
Thank you.
through your fingers and toes, again reminding yourself to be awake. Lift your arms overhead. Curl onto your right side. One chance to live, to breathe, to have this experience together. You don't want to miss it. Make your way to a comfortable seat. Now, since we are full of life and breath and prana, let's send that vibration out into the world and let it ripple. We'll close with three deep bones. Inhale. Great day, you guys.